Masechet Eduyot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will talk about the laws of a mikveh. A mikveh is a body of water which a person has to dip into, he has to immerse in order to purify himself or to purify an object. A mikveh is defined as 40 se'ah of water that is collected into the ground naturally. A se'ah is a measurement of water. That water has to directly rain into the mikveh. Has to be direct rainwater. Water that was collected in a container is known as mayim she'uvin, drawn water, and that water cannot be used to make a mikveh. If there's some mayim she'uvin that gets added on top to a regular mikveh that's already kosher, if you have all rainwater that fell into a mikveh, and then you add mayim she'uvin, even all the mayim she'uvin in the entire world, then the mikveh is still kosher. But Hachamim made a decree, and they said that if a certain amount of Mayim She'uvin was added into the mikveh before it was 40 se'ah, before it was full, then the entire mikveh is disqualified, even if afterwards regular rainwater equaled 40 se'ah. We'll have a machloket about how much Mayim She'uvin that's added into a mikveh before the 40 se'ah of rainwater invalidates that mikveh. Hillel omer melohin mayim she'uvin poslin et hamikveh. Says Hillel, a hin, a full hin, which is three kav of she'uvin waters, would invalidate a mikveh if it's added in there before the mikveh is used. The word hin is not usually used by hachamim. It's a word that's used in the mikra, in the pisukim. And he could have simply used the word of three kav. He could have said it's three kav instead of saying the word hin. So it's not normally a term used. So why'd he use it? Ela she'adam hayav lomar bilshon rabo. Because a person who's quoting a halacha, and it's mesorah, it comes from his teacher, he has to say it with the same expression that his teacher used. His teacher, Shemaya ve'aftalyon, they used the word hin, so therefore Hillel did as well. You have to quote it exactly like you heard it from your rabbis. The Rambam over here quotes from his father that Shemaya ve'aftalyon were geret tzedek, they were converts. And they didn't have the ability to pronounce every Hebrew letter perfectly. So they used to pronounce the word hin as in. They couldn't say the letter he perfectly. Like the people of Edom. It says, Kederech b'nei Edom ad hayom she'enam yecholim lachtok b'otiyot. Says the Bartinur, according to the Rambam, or really quoting the Rambam in the name of his father, that Shemaya v'Avtalion were people from Edom. So the people of Edom, even nowadays, they don't have the ability to pronounce letters correctly. So therefore, Hillel, when he was quoting from his teachers who incorrectly called a hin an in, he also used the word in. Like his teachers used that word. So he literally quoted it exactly like his teachers said it. The word in as opposed to hin, according to the Rambam. Shamai omed tisha kabin. Says Shamai, it would take 9 kav of she'uvin waters to invalidate a mikveh in this manner. So Hillel said 3 kav. Shemaya says it is 9 kav to invalidate it. V'chamim omrim, lo kedivrezeh v'lo kedivrezeh. Say hachamim, it's not like the words of this one and it's not like the words of that one. They knew that both Hillel and Shammai were incorrect, but they themselves did not have an answer to how much she'uvin water would invalidate a mikveh. When did they get an answer? They didn't know the law until 2 weavers who lived in the dung gate, the Shar HaAshpot in Yerushalayim, they came, and they gave testimony, Mishum Shemaya v'Avtalyon. They gave testimony in the name of Shemaya v'Avtalyon, the great rabbis, which said, Sheloshet lugin mayim she'uvim poslin et hamikveh. They quoted Shemaya v'Avtalyon, and they said, even 3/4 of 1 kav of she'uvin waters would invalidate a mikveh. So a smaller amount of water, according to them, would invalidate a mikveh. We're quoting these people, their occupation, and where they lived to teach a profound lesson. Their profession was a weaver, which is a very lowly trade. It's undignified. Even so, they made time to study Torah. They were in the Bet Midrash. And even the community they lived in, they lived in the Shar HaAshpot, the dung gate. That also was a very undesirable area. But no matter what, a person's stature doesn't matter. They were kovea itim la Torah, they studied Torah, and not only that, but their word was considered to be worthy of accepting as law, because they heard tradition from Shemaya Avtalion. So anybody has the ability to become part of the Mesorah, the tradition, and to pass over Torah to the next generation. When they heard the testimony, the Hachamim, even Hillel and Shammai, they accepted the words of these weavers as the Halakha.